Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. As a matter of fact, I use the word we're because I have brought a special guest onto the show. This guy retired himself in his 30s. Yeah, you heard correctly, in his 30s. And you're thinking to yourself, that's impossible. You can't retire at the age of 30 because society says you have to keep putting money aside in something called a retirement account, and you got to keep putting money into that, and hopefully it's going to grow, and then you get to a place in life, maybe around the age of 65, where you look at your giant bag of money and you go, this is it. It's time for me to exit the workforce and hopefully grab some Social Security, and then you ride it out. You ride it out and hope that you die before you run out of money. Otherwise, hopefully you can live off of Social Security. And I'll tell you, that game plan, that's a terrible game plan. But that's the game plan you're probably following. And I'm just here to tell you, I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you, I've done that. And it's terrible. My guest, Alex, he was doing that. And it's terrible. As a matter of fact, Alex, now here's where Alex was in one place in his life. He was diversified. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was diversified. Now, if you've heard me on the show before, I would describe his level of diversification as a junk drawer approach to investing. In other words, you got to get a little bit of everything because you're not sure what's going to work. And hopefully one of them, you know, does really well and it balances out the rest. So, I mean, Alex was investing in gold, silver, bonds, stocks, 401ks, 529 college plans, Roth IRAs, mutual funds. Holy smokes. I think it's a little too diversified. And when Alex came to Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2015, we kind of sat him down and we said, look, there's a better way. And then we unveiled the plan. And I will tell you this, Alex took note. Alex realized, I'll use the word folly, of what he had been doing for investment. And he got himself laser focused. That's right. He got himself laser focused. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Alex has done is he realized that investing in multifamily was better than all those other things that he'd been doing up to that point. So, if you're one of those people like Alex that thinks you have to have like a massively diversified portfolio in order to win the game, what I want you to do is I want you to sit back and I want you to listen to every word that comes out of Alex's mouth today, because Alex is going to talk to you about how he significantly changed his life. And I use the word significant because all that other stuff has been repurposed, and we're going to get into a story and you're going to learn a lot today. So let me do this. Let me bring Alex onto the show and say, hey, Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, Al, thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. It's an absolute pleasure. I love this. And thank you for the introduction. That was fantastic. And thank you. Very great.
Oh, you're welcome. Did I get it right or did I get anything wrong?
You got
Yes. Okay.
You got it right. Yes. And I am now diversified in multifamily. I just have to add that. But my diversification is from the city of Tyler all the way out to the city of San Angelo and all the cities in between. I'm diversified.
Oh, see, you haven't gone away from this diversification thing. You just like repurposed it, right?
I did repurpose it into lots of multifamily, lots of cash flow every single month. That's what I
cash flow. How much gold? How much did that gold pay you in cash flow every month when you had it in your portfolio?
Oh my gosh, those rocks, that gold and silver paid me zero. It looked really shiny and pretty sitting in my safety deposit box at the bank. But other than that, nothing. It was like my 401k, no monthly cash flow. Didn't serve the purpose that I wanted it to, that it needed to, and that it should serve. But it served, you know what? It served Fidelity's purpose, though. They got their fees every month off of it.
Shocker. Really? A financial planner actually made money off of your investments?
When I cashed it out, my financial planner, well, my mutual fund, my financial planner told me, Alex, you're crazy. You're going to be eating beans and rice and Alpo when you retire if you cash out this 401k. He was upset at me. When I walked away from that, I said, my gosh, I really made a good decision. And I knew that because how pissed he was at me.
So you've never really tasted what Alpo tastes like then?
I have not, and I have no desire to.
Yeah, I'm there with you too. You know, that's kind of the problem. You know, financial planners, they're caught up in the same world that you and I used to be caught up in. And I don't want to pick on those people because I truly believe they think they're making a difference. But at the end of the day, all they're doing is giving you a mediocre rate of return on all the money that you're sending their way. And then if you really sit down and look at the financials and look at what the investments are doing, you start to realize that companies like that have massive overhead that costs a lot of money. And now you start to understand why, you know, 7-8% return is what you need to settle for, right?
Right. You're absolutely correct.
So what kind of rates of return have you experienced since you stepped away from all that other stuff and stepped into multifamily?
Yeah, the rates of return on the investments, it's been very deal specific. The value add, the hybrid, the yields, they all have different. Some have had no cash flow, but it was a shorter period of hold. But then they had a big refi, which then gave us all our money back. And then we got some cash flow starting after that refi, after the property was renovated, repositioned, new management put in place. I mean, talk about poorly run properties. And so, but then we have our yield plays where I've had properties that have paid out that I've owned personally, my IRA, 35% cash on cash return.
Wow. Holy smokes. I just heard 35% cash on cash. That's a lot different than what you used to get. So this is what we're going to do, Alex. We're going to go to break. You and I are going to strategize during the break, and then we're going to fill them in on how you did it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let me frame the picture for you. 20 years in telecom. That was the sentence that Alex served. He served in corporate America for 20 years in the telecommunications industry. And if you know anything about that industry, it is lightning fast paced. I mean, the bottom line is, if you can't think uber fast and make good sound judgments quickly, you won't last in telecom. And Alex lasted 20 years in telecom. Alex, well, I'm just going to ask you the question. I was going to tell your story, but I forgot you're here, so let's just get into your story. You cool with that?
Okay.
Here's the problem. I just know Alex because we've known each other for a while. He's been a mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited. He's done a lot of things, so I've gotten to know him because he's part of the community. And sometimes I just get in this mindset where I got to tell your story, and it's like, okay, well, Alex is here, so let's just get to it.
Yeah, so 20 years in telecommunications. Middle management, managing up to 120 people, real estate, logistics, employee relations, just a fleet, all kinds of things. And talk about changing rapidly. Yes, I felt like I had to pivot to a new process every other week. And the crazy thing is, I realized that the system wasn't designed for me to succeed at a really high level. It would only spit out enough money to keep, you know, me and the others above what I call revolutionary level, so we don't tear the system apart, right? Which is kind of what we see going on in Washington, right? They just give just a little, just enough money so people don't revolt, but not too much, right? And so I realized that. And what I realized was that all my focus and attention was going into this business 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And I was having conversations with my broke friends about money constantly. And they're like, look, man, stop talking to me about money. I'm like, but what about your future? What does retirement look like? And they're like, I don't know, man, somewhere in the 60s, like those old guys over there. I'm like, I don't want to be like them. They're miserable. They're broken. I don't want to be that guy. And so he's like, look, go talk to this other guy. He's like you, crazy. He wants to talk about money, investing, the future, retirement, things like that. You're in your 30s. Focus on your career. Climb the corporate ladder. Invest in your 401k, 529, Roth IRA, mutual funds. And hey, what about that bond buying program that the company's offered? I said, I know about that. I've been investing that for 20 years. I got like a huge stack of those bonds. I can cash them all in for double their value in 20 years. Wait a second, I'm going to be 70 years old when I can cash those out. So I was like, you know, I start figuring all this out and have a conversation with my buddy about lifestyles. Well, it didn't start with lifestyles, but it started with real estate and multifamily. And I quickly learned that I had to master money. And so I started doing what I thought was the right thing. Before I talked to my buddy about the multifamily, I started reading books that had simply the term money, wealth, rich, and millionaire. And you know what all those books tell you to do?
What's that?
The 401k, the 529, gold and silver. I was like buying 1 ounce bars of gold because I had these tangible gold bars in my hand, and I thought, my gosh, this is what's gonna, this is what wealth is like, right? Until they dip $1,000. I'm like, oh man, I just lost $1,000. I got to hold these, and hopefully when I retire, I can cash them out, right? But that casual conversation with my buddy about multifamily in 2015 is what changed it for me. It helped change my mindset and fine-tune it that there was something even better that my books that I was reading hadn't really talked about, and maybe some of them did. You know, your Rich Dad, Poor Dad's book talked about the single family and things of that nature. But what I couldn't grasp was, how do I execute on that? Like, who can help me, and who are the team members to help me buy these things, and who can partner with me? I didn't have enough money for that. So I had to figure that out. And I went to the 2-day with David Fisher, and I told my wife, we're going to be like the Monopoly game we play, Monopoly Millionaire, that me and my family would sit around the kitchen table and play. We are going to buy that middle class area, that workforce housing at that first turn, that first right turn around the board you take down there.
I think
that's what we're going to buy, and that's going to be us. And I told my wife, all right, it's lunchtime on that Saturday, the first day. Let's join. I want to do this program. And she's like, calm down, Turbo. We've got a day and a half to go. And so I said, okay, fine. We got through that day. And towards the end of the day, David Fisher's like, guys, I'm so excited to share with you about multifamily economies of scale. He's like, you got tax advantages. And he went into the cash flow model and valuations, just high level. And I said, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I was the first guy in line that Sunday morning. I couldn't wait. And by the end of the day, I was in it to win it. And that next month, I invested in my first deal. It was 652 units, which was the biggest one I think I've seen in the group since I've joined. But it just happened to be one of the first deals that I saw. And I was so excited. I'm that type A personality, burn the boats, let's do this type of guy, right? Dell says I'm the firecracker, right?
Yeah.
So I invested in it, right? And then I went to my mentor, JB. I said, JB. He's like, yeah, Alex, what's up, buddy? JB's so full of energy, too. That's why we really jive well together. I said, I want to be a lead investor, and I want you to help me buy a 600-unit apartment complex for my first deal. And then once again, I heard it. Calm down, Turbo. Let me explain to you how the system works. And so JB took me by the hand. He introduced me to other people that would eventually and still are a part of my team. So like I was saying earlier, how do you buy a single family house? How do you buy an apartment complex? My first one was 18 units. And so how do you do that? And I saw this 18-unit property that JB and the agent, the lifestyle agent, showed me and toured with me. I thought $1 million. And you know what I did when I toured the property? I knew I could do it because I'd taken the training. I'd read what I was told to read. I went to all the case studies and the road trips. I went to the masterminds. Lifestyles Guys has these amazing masterminds that meet every single month with all the owners. And Al, you know as well as I do, there has not been a single question, comment, or concern that could not be answered one way or the other. Because there's so much experience and talent from the guy like me who had just a little 18-unit apartment complex to owners who have thousands of units like I do now in their portfolio. Sitting around in a circle, everybody's equal, everyone's sharing. I mean, we're talking the most intimate things about properties, ideas, successes, struggles, pains. It's just like anything else, right? Everybody's got good days and bad days. But what was great is there was a light at the end of each problem. There was a solution. It completely changed me, and I felt success and wanted more, which is why I sold, like you said, that whole grab bag of investment vehicles. I don't own any of those. The stocks, the silver, the gold, my gosh. I can't believe, Al, how many people ask me, Alex, how do you sell your silver and gold? I'm like, great question, glad you asked. Kind of remember. But there's so many people that buy that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, because they're conditioned to do that. I mean, you and I were conditioned to do all that stuff too. And here's the thing. I know something about Alex that we're going to bring up in the next segment. This is something that he did that's going to make you go, what? Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you're probably wondering what Alex and I were talking about at the break, because, you know, I always talk to my guests at the break because I'm interested in, you know, probing their mind, because I get one-on-one time and I enjoy it. So what did we talk about? Well, we talked about that we both have a high regard for our families. We both love our wives. We both have children that we love and adore. As a matter of fact, we both love the outdoors. We both have Eagle Scouts in our family. We have a lot of things in common besides the real estate investing piece. And here's the beautiful thing. I've got about 20 years on Alex, but I will tell you this. When Alex tells me something real estate related, I tend to shut my mouth and listen to what he has to say, because I'll be very clear with you. Alex has a bigger track record than I do with successful real estate investing. So when you have the opportunity to hang out with people like Alex, you tend to want to listen a little bit more and talk a little bit less, because you get great intel. And that's really what it's all about. But what I promised you, or I'm going to cause Alex to tell you, about something audacious I mean, absolutely audacious that he did as part of his transformation plan to get off of society's track and onto the Lifestyles Unlimited track. Alex, you want to hit him with it? What did you do?
Yeah, sure. So when I was starting out on this investment path that we were going on, my family and I realized there were two ways that I could react to the things that I wanted to do. And I could react according to desperation or dreams. And initially, when I was buying my gold, my silver, my 401k, Roth, and mutual fund, all that stuff, it was out of desperation because I had grown up in poverty. I was poor. You know, I never experienced what it was like to even have $10,000 in my account ever. And so I was afraid that I would end my life later on in life, that I would be broke and poor and struggle. And I didn't want to do that. I saw that around me. And so I decided, instead of acting out of desperation, I was going to act out of dreams. I wanted different things. I wanted bigger things. I wanted an amazing future. I wanted a future that I could control or have some semblance of control. And the path I was on in corporate America wasn't in control. I wasn't the captain of my own ship. And so I decided, like Cortez did, how he burned the ship on the beach. I decided what I was going to do. I was going to do the same thing. Well, I had sold anything that had a tangible value to it. All right. My family was on board with that. But then while I was with my wife, we were driving to her parents' house one day. I said, I got a great idea to take this to the next level. She's like, great. What is it? We're doing really good, but we're feeling the momentum. What can we do to get more momentum? I said, let's sell the house. And she looked at me deep through my soul. I could feel her eyes pierce my soul with the look she gave me. She said, are you crazy? Our son was baptized by your grandfather in that house. And you want to sell it so you can buy multifamily? I said, yeah, isn't that a great idea? She said, no, that is not a great idea. I don't want to sell our house. I said, okay, I know. It's a big, audacious plan. So I got a little more analytical. Later on, I built a spreadsheet. I'm a spreadsheet nerd. I put everything into spreadsheets to figure it out because I believe that there's a solution to every problem. You just got to work out the details of one way or the other. And so I did that. And over time, I explained it. And I showed her, hey, we can do this. This is what we can do, but this is the price we have to pay. I said, we can pay this price now so we don't have to pay it later. And it took some time. And she bought into the idea. Because what we had been doing is we had been paying an extra payment every other month on the house. So
no.
We had a ton of debt equity, tons of debt equity sitting in it. And the market had been appreciating because the time we bought our house was when the market was in a slump. And that was just dumb luck. I didn't have the skill set to know, hey, this is a great time to buy real, you know, your homestead in a bad market. I was just, hey, it seemed like a good deal. So we did it. We could afford the monthly payment, right? We sold the house, pulled all that equity out. We moved into a crappy rental house in a crappy neighborhood with all this cash that we had saved and we had made from this property. We took it and we invested it in an IRO. And we bought this little IRO. And we held it for a couple years, and that IRO gave us a 35% cash-on-cash return. And when we sold it, just over a 350% return on our investment. And do you know what we did after 2 years in that rental house? We built the house we wanted that was twice the size of the house we sold. And did we sacrifice? Yes, we did. Because we knew we had to change our mindset. So we paid the price then, so we're not paying it right now. And instead of acting out of desperation, out of fear, we acted out of dreams on the things we want to do. What does the future look like? What are the possibilities? What are the options? And one way we were able to figure that out and work through it wasn't just for reading books. It was by being around the group in the Lifestyles ecosystem, by seeing other guys, girls, and families walk across the stage and say, we retired from our job. We quit. And it was one after the other. It was constant. And it was across the age spectrum. I couldn't believe it. And I remember seeing this guy in his 30s retire, announce it. And I see this guy in his mid-50s announcing with tears coming down his eyes saying, man, I retired. I am done. I walked away from my job. And some other people are like, but what about your pension, your 401k, all this other stuff, your stock options? He goes, it's irrelevant compared to what I'm doing right now and the tax advantages I'm getting from investing in real estate. And no one had anything to say to that. And it's,
yeah,
just, it's one after the other.
I mean, that kind of just shuts down the crowd, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Because he proved that using the group, working within the group, not reinventing the wheel, and applying everything that he had learned, and the five, just applying just the five ways real estate investing makes you money, which is, we hear it constantly in the group, right? Cash flow, equity capture, market appreciation, principal pay down, tax advantages. These are not small things. These are huge. And they
I agree,
for our benefit. And so here's the question. Why not take advantage of it? All the information that one needs is available in the group. Literally everything. I've never seen anybody walk out and say, I don't know what to do. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. This is great. We are going to do this. We need to do this now. Because they learn how to make a plan, a goal for their life, spend more time working on themselves than they do watching TV. What a novel idea, right? And if one would just do that, how much better would their life be in 2 to 5 years? I can tell you what, in 4 years of doing this, my wife and I, we retired. We decide what we're going to do each day. Not corporate America, not some boss. They don't tell us what to do. We decide what to do, which has given us freedom. When my dad was sick earlier this year, I was able to spend 6 weeks with him and take care of his every single need. When he needed someone the most, I was able to step up and do it for him. And that's what counts, and that's what matters in life. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. It's the ability to take care of people that you care about, that you love, and that need you when it matters the most. So
yeah, I think
I'm able to check that box.
Man, you're so spot on, because I remember I was serving in the Army and my mom was just getting ready to pass on. And, you know, I asked for leave to go be with her, and I was denied leave. I couldn't go. And literally, when I got the notification that she had passed, I called my boss and I said, hey, my mom just passed away. And he said, oh, I guess I need to give you 72 hours emergency leave. And that's how cold it was. And it's no different anywhere else. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about something you want to know about. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, Alex, I've got a really important question I want to ask you. Are you ready for something that may rattle your cage a little bit?
Try me.
Okay.
And good luck with that.
I know, I know better, but I'm going to try. Let's see what happens. Why would you decide to raise your hand and tell Lifestyles Unlimited that you're willing to come onto the team as a multifamily mentor when you've obviously dialed in all this real estate stuff? Why take that approach? Why did you do that?
Well, So I had realized amazing success. I had done what I had read about, and I was, you know, followed some of the Zig Ziglar ways of, you know, looking at life and goal setting and tracking your day every single day and doing the week. Don't let the week do you or happen to the week. Don't let the week happen to you, things of that. And I truly subscribe to that. And so I was tracking, I'm keeping track of my goals. I'm the guy who puts them on paper with purpose. And what was interesting was that each year I was checking off these goals. And what I had learned about goal setting is that the only time that a person really experiences true growth is when they have discomfort or when their goals make them feel slightly uncomfortable. And so, okay, I created these audacious goals. Retire from your job was one of them in 4 years. 4 years, retire from your job. Okay, that's a goal. And I was able to check off these big, hairy, audacious goals and even the smaller goals. I started small and I worked my way up. And so I'm building a house. Check, right? Move out of the rental to the new house. And just all these different things that I had achieved. And I retired. And I bought another deal, sold another deal, and was participating in all the events, going to all the events, happy to speak at anything that the group wanted a little help with. And then I got a call from Lynn. And we talked for a couple hours. And she asked me, hey, would you consider this? And I'm a thoughtful guy. I always like to think about things before I commit to them because I believe the person making the request put that much time into making the request that they deserve a good, thoughtful answer. So we talked for a couple hours about it, and then we reconvened the call a couple days later after I discussed with my wife and really thoughtfully thought about it and agreed to it and went to Dell's house, and we talked about it and spent the day with him. And I accepted it because out of gratitude. That's where my heart is. That's where I'm coming to today with a heart of thankfulness and gratitude for the change that has happened in my life because of this group, Lifestyles Unlimited, being able to show me a different way of thinking, helping me change my paradigm, be something better and greater, and then taking what I've learned and sharing it with people who were just regular working guys like me, trying to make a difference in their life, but not sure, like I said at the beginning, which direction to go and how to do it and who should be involved and who to call and who to ask and what banker to talk to and how to even talk to a banker and how to put together an analysis on a particular anything, right? And so I figured that out. I understood it, and they asked me. And so I said, sure. Yes, I would love to do it. I'm honored. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And so I've had that chance now to help so many investors, IROs, syndicators, you pick, to buy these multifamily, to start with something small or even large. Yesterday, I toured a 150-unit property with a member who's buying their second property and asked me, hey, this is a value add. Will you walk it with me, please, and help me see what I'm not seeing, open my eyes on different things, review the analysis with me, review the financials. So we toured the property. We sat down and I got some coffee and we poured over the financials and we looked for the opportunities on the income side, on the expense side. And you know what's great? In the 2 day, for anybody who goes to any of the 2 days, you get the 28 ways to increase income in multifamily. It's a handout. And so I keep this at my home office desk. It is pinned up on the wall. I see it every single day, and I apply this to all my properties and to all the members that I'm mentoring. I make sure that they're applying all these opportunities when they're looking at their analysis, when they're thinking about buying a deal, when they're looking over the financials, and just these little things. For instance, pet rent, right? It's a small thing, but if you have 100 pets on a property at $50 a pet, and that's not being collected, or whatever, $20 a pet, and that's not being collected, that's a huge loss on an annualized basis. And when members understand, these owners understand how that increases cash flow and the valuation of the asset, I mean, it's a game changer. And that's one out of these 28 listed ways. But I believe there's even more than what's listed here, right? So taking these small things and backing out to a buddy who bought a member who bought a property, just closed on it recently. He closes on his first property as an IRO, no real estate experience whatsoever other than his single family home. And then he gets a call from the guy who sold him the property saying, hey, that was a great experience. I wasn't sure about you, but you and your team were absolutely amazing. I've got another property that's similar price point. I'd like to sell you if you want it. I'm not going to put it on the market or nothing, but if you want to buy it, here's what I'll sell it to you for. He calls me all excited. He's like, Alex, he just called me and he just sent me, unsolicited, just sent me the financials on it. What do you think? Well, I say, yeah, same thing I always say. I don't say, yeah, go buy it. I said, let the numbers guide us. So we poured over the numbers. We went through it step by step by step. He called his agent, had a conversation with his agent. He now owns another property just by following the roadmap, just by being systematic amongst his approach and utilizing the team. I am just one part of the team. I don't know everything. I am not everything. I'm one part who can help guide and make sure. My objective is to shepherd them across the finish line and to ensure that they have the right analysis. It's a good deal that makes sense and it meets their goals, and all deals aren't created equal. And then also that they've got the right team members in place to help them execute appropriately with the new deal that they just acquired. In a nutshell, that's what I do. And that's what I've done personally quite a few times and continue to do. I'm actually going to be doing that again today.
Really?
For another member. Yeah, absolutely.
So you actually go out and do stuff. You just don't take phone calls and tell people what to do. You're actually on the ground making stuff happen.
That is the true, in my opinion, that's the absolute best way. Boots on the ground is really the only way to be able to touch it, smell it, feel it, and to really have a clear understanding of what you're doing with. Some members need it. Some members don't, right? When a member needs mentoring, the mentor does not pick the mentee. The mentee picks the mentor because we all have different personalities. You see, my personality is hardcore, right? Some tiptoe around the tulips. I run a bulldozer through that thing, and we get it done. I am hardcore. If you come to me, let's do this, right? Let's not hem and haw about it. Others, they just take a different approach, and that's perfectly fine because not everybody wants to go so hardcore at their approach. Other people just want to add this. They want to continue working their job because they like what they do. And you know what? That's perfectly fine. You have one life to live. You make the best of it. But just have a plan. Make goals and put them on paper with purpose.
Hey, speaking of goals, since you crushed your goals in 4 years, what are your current goals? What's on your dream board? What are you trying to take down right now?
Yes, vision board. I love the vision board. I have three of them. I think they're pivotal for success. I think vision boards should have things on them that one desires, and it's important that when a vision board is created, it's created different kinds. You should have just the individual vision board and the family vision board if that's what you want to do. But if you're making the individual vision board, you should create it as if money is no object. So if you want a private jet, put it on there. You want a Lamborghini, put it on there. You want horses, whatever in the world one desires, put it on there. Dream big, think big, and be creative. It's very pivotal. But what would I like to do? I'm a simple guy. I would like to learn to sail. I would like to have a 60-plus foot catamaran, spend my days when I want to spend my days on it, and learn to sail. That's what's on my agenda. That's what's on my dream. That's one of the things on my dream board. But that, to me, that's a big pivotal goal that I have yet to achieve. But again, some goals must be delayed for the sake of the family so that the family can achieve the family goals first. And then you can achieve your personal goals. But as long as you have a deadline for that, it's good. But here's the thing. It's your life, so you can change that deadline anytime you want. But just the fact that you have it and you're passionate about it and you want to do it. And I will have that boat and I will learn to sail.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Not that I want a 60-foot boat, but I know that you've got a roadmap that's going to get you there. And for those of you out there trying to figure out How can you replicate what Alex has done? Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.